Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to our online service. My name is Josh Erickson, and I still have the pleasure of being one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. And I want to say welcome to you and welcome to our online service whenever you might be enjoying this service. It is always an honor to be with you, and we hope that our time together is a blessing to you. Well, we're continuing our conversation about becoming better humans. This message series is designed to help us have a better idea about how God wants to become more and more evident in our lives so we show that God is helping us become who God wants us to be. Well, again, thanks for joining us, and I hope our time together is a blessing to you. So there's an interesting debate that kind of goes on around many people, and it's kind of like this. There are some people that think human beings are basically good and that they are likely to do the right thing. And then there are people who think that human beings are basically not good or more prone to being bad, and they are prone to not doing the right thing. And what's interesting about this is that if you find yourself believing that human beings are basically good, then what that means is that anything that you do is basically a good thing. And it can justify even when you do evil or wrong or bad things. But if you kind of think about people as being people who are basically not so good or basically prone to not doing the right things, or we might say basically a little bit fallen, then you're going to be more prone to thinking about how you need to do what is right and how you're going to get to this. And I got to say that I think for the most part, unfortunately, human beings, we tend to be more on the negative side of things, that we're not quite so prone to doing what we need to do, but only what we want to do, which is what's good for us and not necessarily good for other people. And if that's how we're gonna live, then that's fine for many people. Or if you think you're basically good and then you justify all of your actions, that's not gonna leave you with many people that wanna be around you. But all of this leads to this conundrum or this place of confusion that we are in, because what it means is we need help becoming who we are supposed to be or who we want to be, because we're not naturally going to do this. Now, for people who have a faith journey, for people who believe that God is alive in their hearts and our minds, and people who are followers of Jesus, you and I and anybody else who's interested are going to look to the wisdom of God to help us understand how do we basically live into becoming better humans, the people that God wants us to be. And like we've been talking about over the last few weeks, we're looking at this in terms of how do we have these things that are called the fruit of the Spirit come alive in us as we are living out our daily lives. And this particular time that we're looking at this fruit of the Spirit, which is found in the book of Galatians, written by a guy named Paul. Paul, the one who wrote a lot of the New Testament and wrote this book in the New Testament called Galatians to the people of Galatia, narrows in on the reality that we are basically people who really need God in our lives, God in our hearts, God in our minds, so that we can live up to who God hopes we will be. Now, let's be clear here about something before we go any further. God is going to love you no matter what. God's going to love me no matter what, which some days I'm like, wow, that's pretty big. And we are worthy of God's love no matter what. And I am worthy of God's love no matter what. And again, some days I'm like, wow, that's pretty big. What this means for us, though, is that in response to God's love, God hopes that we will help other people experience that kind of love as well. And in response to God's love, that we will help others to experience the world and life as God wants for them. It's like God's dream come true, and you and I can be a part of making that happen. But the fact is that we're kind of prone to not doing this because we're, I think, generally more selfish and self-centered than we want to admit. And if we don't combat that, we're going to fall into the traps that come from those postures as opposed to ones that are aligned with how God hopes we will trust God and how we'll live to help others. So when we seek to have God's Spirit become more and more rooted in us, what that means is the fruit of that will come out, that we will show others that God's love has changed us and helped us become and grow more who God wants us to be. And there's many of those ways that we can do this. And in Galatians, we hear about this particular batch of things that comes out in the fruit of the Spirit. That's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we've been looking at those and what it means for us to have those become more abundant in our hearts, in our minds, and in our lives. And we'll want to look more deeply at two of those this particular time, which is kindness and goodness, or kindness and generosity. Those are two of those multifaceted ways of how God's going to come alive in us. And it speaks specifically to that sense that we need to be working harder towards helping our spirit come rooted in us, to let God be alive in us. Because that particular sentiment there of kindness and goodness or generosity there is meaning that people are going to live for the benefit of others and live for in a way that we give to them and not take for ourselves. That's one of the core values that is presented there in Galatians. And the reason that this is a front and center issue here in the book of Galatians is because Paul and the people back then had a particular problem with people saying that you had to earn God's love, that you had to do certain things in order to be a part of the faith, but rather all of those things are not what is really at the center and core of what God wants for us. Because what happens there, and these are some very technical things to unpack for just a minute here. What happens is there are people back then when Paul was writing and struggling with trying to understand these things for himself as well. There was a group of people that were telling those early followers of Jesus that Jesus was the Messiah, but they still had to follow the law perfectly if they wanted to be a part of God's family. And Paul is saying, not so fast. Paul is saying, God's going to love you no matter what, and you're part of the family no matter what, but to show others and to help others see that you have been transformed by the Spirit, you're going to live to the standard of love, to joy, and today, as we're exploring, kindness and generosity, which in this particular sense means that you are going to live in a way that you give and give and give and benefit others as opposed to trying to benefit for yourself. Or perhaps living to the lowest common denominator that laws and rules tend to outline for us. But instead, the Spirit in us means that we are becoming the kind of humans where we are generous and giving and making sure that we are giving what we can to others. That we're having generous lives where we don't gather more, but we give more as best we can. And when that happens, what is evidence to others is that God's Spirit is rooted in us and that we live out these beautiful things in beautiful ways. Now, I need to say quickly here that if we're going to give of ourselves like this, it does mean we need to be clear that we make a promise to others that we're going to pour ourselves out, not that we're going to fill them up, because if the promise is we're going to fill them up, we could be giving up of ourselves in a way that we have nothing left to give. And that's not what God is saying. We also need to be clear that that means that at times we have to make sure that we fill ourselves back up, that we are rest, that we have renewal, and we have a sense of being poured back into by God and sometimes by others so we can do the giving again and again. It's a cycle here. But what I think we need to be clear on is the thing we have to push back on is the pushback of being people who generally, people at large, don't live in a way that benefits others, but we live in ways that benefit ourselves. And that's the opposite of what God wants for us. So if we're looking for ways to have the Spirit be more present in our lives, God's Spirit, if we're looking for ways to be better humans, but not just according to our standard, we want to make sure that it's done in a way that God is rooted in our lives, that God is present in our lives, and the evidence of that is that we live to the benefit of others, that we serve for the benefit of others, that we give for the benefit of others. Now, this is vital because this helps us become who God wants us to be. Now, let me close by offering just one little word of encouragement, is that I think that many people who are seeking after Jesus and many people who are a part of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church are living this way. They are seeking to do the best they can to live for the benefit of others and not just for themselves. And maybe of all the times where we dive into these fruits of the Spirit or the fruit of the Spirit, this might be one of those times where you are going to receive more of an affirmation of how you live than a challenge to live differently. And if that's where you're at this time, I hope that you can enjoy that and experience that blessing. Because it's an all good thing to feel like there's an affirmation, because so often it feels like there is a challenge, or I offer a challenge, or the scripture challenges us to live differently or more aligned with God. And that still might be true. But I think for many people, we want to celebrate that there are people who live with kindness and generosity as evidence of God having changed their lives. When we think about how we can live out our faith, when we think about how we can make a difference, when we think about how we can show others that God has transformed our lives, that's what we can do. We can be people who are kind and generous so others benefit and not just ourselves. It's what God did for us in Jesus, and it's what God wants us to do for others. That's how we become better humans, based on who God wants us to be. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, we are grateful that you are present in our lives. We're grateful that you are present in this world. And God, we are grateful that you give us more chances to be who you want us to be. God, we are infinitely and forever grateful that you love us no matter what. But we ask, God, that you help your Spirit to become more present in us so that we can be more kind and generous with how we live. God, help us to be people who are willing to give of ourselves so others are able to benefit. Help us to be people who live in such a way that we don't gather more than we need, but rather give so that others may live as they need to live. God, we're grateful that you are inspiring us to become who you want us to be. We're grateful that it's not contingent upon our actions that you will love us. But God, help us to be a part of your dream come true so that others might know that they are loved by you and loved by others. We pray this in your name. Amen.